Certainly, we would like to have a measure of elasticity that doesn't depend on which way you measured along a demand curve. In order to correct for this problem, economists use a way to calculate specific elasticities called the midpoint method. The midpoint method computes a percentage change by dividing the change by the average or midpoint of the initial and final levels. For instance, the average between $4 and $3 is 3.5, 4 plus 3 divided by 2. So, according to the midpoint method, a change from $4 to $3 should be considered a 29% fall since 3 minus 4 divided by 3.5 times 100 equals negative 29. In the same way, a change from $3 to $4 would be considered a 29% rise since 4 minus 3 divided by 3.5 times 100 equals 29.